Feeling this pyramid?
I'm good. 90 UN peacekeepers in South Lebanon have tested positive for the novel coronavirus, a UN spokesman said on Sunday. The confirmed cases were transferred to a special UN facility equipped to deal with COVID-19 cases, spokesman Andrea Tenenti said in a statement. He added that 88 of those infected belonged to the same contingent, but he did not specify the nationalities of the infected peacekeepers. Some 45 countries contribute peacekeepers to UNIFIL, which was set up in 1978 to patrol the border between Lebanon and Israel, which are technically at war. Tenenti said its operations are not affected by the new virus cases. Lebanon has seen a spike in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases since an August 4th explosion ripped through the Beirut port, killing more than 190 people and devastating large sections of the capital. Meanwhile, Lebanon has approved a new work contract allowing foreign domestic workers to resign and keep hold of their own passports. Lebanon is home to around 250,000 migrants, mostly women from Africa and Asia, who often work in people's homes as housekeepers and nannies. They're not protected by the country's labor laws, but instead work under a set of policies and customs called kafala, which have been repeatedly criticized by rights groups as allowing a wide range of abuse by employers. Lebanon's economic and coronavirus crises have increased the urgency for reform over the past year, with many families now paying their workers in the devalued local currency and some not at all. The International Labor Organization, ILO, called the new contract a, quote, step in the right direction, and a deal establishing relations between Israel and Bahrain will result in direct flights between the two countries, Israeli Prime Minister has said. This is VOA News. Protesters in Libya's second city, Benghazi, set fire to the headquarters of the parallel Eastern administration controlled by strongman Khalifa Haftar, a security source said Sunday. Protests also erupted in the eastern town of Al-Marj, with police opening fire after demonstrators forced their way into the police station. Recent protests in Libya have been mainly in the western region, in the capital Tripoli, seat of the UN-recognized Government of National Accord, or GNA, a rival power base to Haftar. However, protests began late Thursday in Benghazi in the east as anger has erupted over power cuts, cash shortages, and high fuel prices. The main military fault line in this North African nation is between forces loyal to the GNA and those backing Haftar, who launched an offensive to seize Tripoli last year, but was beaten off by Turkish-backed GNA forces. Libya, which sits on the continent's biggest crude oil reserves, has endured almost a decade of violent chaos since the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that toppled and killed dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar said Sunday that the return of the seismic research vessel Aruk Reis to near the country's southern shores does not mean Ankara has given up on its rights in the eastern Mediterranean. Speaking to the state-owned Anadolu News Agency, Akar said the ship's movement was part of its scheduled operations. The ship returned to waters near the southern province of Antalya on Sunday, a move Greece said was a positive step in easing tensions over offshore natural resources. And Thai authorities have summoned the heads of universities to tell them to stop students demanding reform of the monarchy, warning that such calls could lead to violence, a member of the military-appointed Senate said on Sunday. Thailand has faced near-daily protests since mid-July, calling for the departure of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, a former junta leader, and for a new constitution and elections. Some groups have also listed demands to curb the powers of the king and the royal palace, which breaks a long-standing taboo in the South Asian country. And the Los Angeles Lakers are going to the conference finals for the first time in a decade, ending the longest drought in franchise history. LeBron James is going for the first time since 2018. For him, that also qualifies as an ending a drought. James scored 29 points, and the Lakers wrapped up their first trip to the Western Conference Finals since 2010 by topping the Houston Rockets on Saturday night. James is going to the Conference Finals for the 11th time. Here remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News. Hits.